Three area Republican senators co-sponsored this bill. Senators Chris Jacobs of Buffalo, Michael Ranzenhofer of Amherst, and Patrick Gallivan from Alma. Gallivan telling WBFO News the Senate legislation calls to expand the types of education settings required to report child abuse and increases required training in identifying and reporting the abuse.
This fixes that loophole, and it helps to protect children in the future, in the sense that everybody, regardless of the school, public, private, a specialized school like a school for the blind or the deaf or anything like that, now has the obligation to report any of those allegations to law enforcement.
Last January, we learned of teacher-student relationships occurring over a few decades at Nichols School in Buffalo. It was revealed at the time there was a loophole in the law preventing private schools from protecting children. Then, at the end of last month, it was revealed the Park School was investigating allegations that four former educators in the 1970s and 80s may have engaged in inappropriate relationships with high school students.
I was really surprised to find out when we learned of the Nichols and Park situations and their investigations that the mandatory reporting law did not apply to private schools. And in very simple terms, this legislation reverses that. But there is mandatory training involved as well, which equals the training that those in the public schools get currently. Mandatory training provisions are the state education department will implement the regulations. Should be a two-hour course that'll be available online at no cost to the schools.
On May 1st, the state assembly passed the Child Victims Act. Under the current law, sex abuse victims seeking criminal and civil charges must file by the age of 23. But under passage of the new bill by the assembly, victims would be allowed to seek civil charges until the age of 50 and file criminal charges until the age of 28. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.